I am so sick and tired of looking at drawings of my house. So hard. Hi, welcome back to my show. I'm in the kitchen now, as usual, middle of the night, recording this. I've been drawing little, marks on a floor plan. And this is one thing that I was dreading, but yet it has to be done. And this is choosing, deciding on the spots where I want power points, data points, network points, and lighting points for my renovated new place. Yeah. It sounds very mundane. It kind of is, but at the same time, it's also very important because if you get it wrong at this stage, you will regret it, right? You will not have enough power sockets when you need it. And then you'll end up, as we all do, buying extension cords and running these things all over the house, under tables, across the living room, stuff like that. So putting your power sockets in a strategic place and making sure it's the right spots makes a lot of difference. I mean, even if you want to run an extension thing, right? You have, say, 10 things at your TV console that you need to connect to. You still need at least one or two points on the wall for that. You can't just have one, right? It limits your options. If you have two, then you can run two power strips of maybe like 6 or 10 each. That gives you quite a number of options. Yeah, you shouldn't overdo it as well because you don't have to overload. But most of the things you run usually nowadays are not that bad, right? You're not running a 10 vacuum cleaners. It's just TV, PS4 console, maybe a Nintendo Switch. Maybe the sound system, right? Sound bar. Be it a 7-1 system or just a sound bar or Sonos system that I'm using. So you need power sockets for that. You need power sockets for the mundane things in life, right? Lights, fridge, oven, the hob, right? Coffee machine. These are the things. So you got to figure that out. And you have to imagine, right? You can't. You're not there. I mean, you can go to the place you're renovating, and then kind of look, and then try to draw it on the wall. I suppose that's one way of doing it. But most of the time, you're doing it from a drawing, and then it's top down. So you kind of have to imagine where you want to point, and then deciding on those points because every point is money. It's not free. The more points you have, the more money you have to spend. So you got to balance your enthusiasm for adding power sockets against that budget. For me, power sockets are very important. Drives my wife crazy. She thinks I'm being super kiasu. I think I'm just being practical because I know our needs. Probably our electrical needs more than anybody else in this house because I'm the family technician and electrician and IT guy. So yes, that's been occupying my mind these few days. There's a deadline because the electrician is coming. It's very hard right now to get people to come and make things because contractors, electricians, you name it, they're all very busy, right? They're not enough people out there, manpower is a shortage. It's a shortage of manpower because our borders are closed. Many, many jobs to do. So, to snag a slot with these professionals, electricians, for example, and wiring people, is very precious. Otherwise, you delay, your move. So, yes. I'm under pressure to make a decision about these things. I cannot delay any longer. So I had to do several rounds of discussion. The other thing that totally occupied my time was deciding on my network points. Now, I know you're all thinking, huh? People still use network point. Hear me out. I know almost all of you are using Wi-Fi now. And you all think it's fantastic. It's the bee's knees. And you're not wrong. Wi-Fi is now very ubiquitous. It's very easy to set up. You don't need that many wires. And who's using, you know, wired networking anymore? But from my experience, first of all, you still need at least one, right, network point, because if it's upstairs and downstairs, you want something. Well, first of all, you need one at least for people like myself, who use like transfer large files over the internet, and to my network drive, my NAS. So a wired connection between my computer and that network drive is necessary. So you need a point where the drive is and a point where I'm sitting with the computer. So that's one. Secondly, even though we are all using Wi-Fi, as you know, recently, mesh Wi-Fi has become very popular. Now, mesh is, you know, in the past, you had one network point, one Wi-Fi point, next to your router, you know, your router next to the modem, and then it's just sending that Wi-Fi signal to the whole house. Now, HDB flats, especially old flats, are notorious for having dead spots. Okay, it's like a Faraday cage. Wi-Fi signals degrade; they can't get to the corners of the house. So, what some people have done is, you know, they've tried using repeaters, which, you know, they place in the middle. Repeaters take that signal and throw it further, but you sacrifice speed, the amount of you halve effectively the speed of your Wi-Fi. Okay, so repeat. I've tried it. That sucks. So mesh was born, right? Mesh was introduced. Everybody seems to be very fond of this. Mesh uses two or three Wi-Fi points, creating overlapping coverage in your home. And it's really useful for places like an HDB flat that has dead spots. I have no more dead spots in my house since I started using mesh Wi-Fi. And there are a couple of really good products out there. Now, as the name implies, the mesh Wi-Fi is wireless. All you need is the first one, the access router, to be connected to the modem, and then that one talks to the other two or three points to create this coverage, right? Here's the thing. This system is great. However, if you use only Wi-Fi, wireless, you know, connection between your mesh points, you are making the mesh points work twice as hard, because they are providing these two or three points throughout your house. They are providing Wi-Fi to you, but they also have to talk to each other, right? Transferring data between. So there's two things being done. So you're taxing the wireless ability, to simplify things, of these mesh Wi-Fi points. So what I do, and what many people do, is that they still use mesh Wi-Fi, but each of the mesh Wi-Fi points are connected to a wired network. Now, they don't use that wired network to give you, you know, they don't use that wired network for the Wi-Fi part. They use that to talk to each other, and it's a lot faster, let me just say. So you're getting the maximum speed from each of the mesh Wi-Fi points. So this method of connecting those mesh points is known as Ethernet backhaul. So I need wired points for network points for each of these. If I have three, then you need 3 points. You get what I'm saying? Wow, that was really long. I didn't expect to discuss networking with you guys. But that's the reason why I have network points, and I need them, at least 3 or 4. At one point, I drew 12 points in my house. Yeah. Then I decided it was a bit too much. Also, it's costly. Each of these points cost a pretty penny. You know, they're using Cat 6E, which is more than enough for most people. Cat 7 is a bit overkill for home use. But suffice to say, it's not $50 per point anymore. Okay, it's no longer that price. So after I saw the price per point, I decided, okay, we don't need 12 points. I need to scale it back. So I removed a couple points, and then in my head, I try to imagine the use case, how I'm going to use these points at different parts of the house. Okay. Don't forget that Wi-Fi is a wonderful technology, but Wi-Fi, we are a very dense environment. Okay. We are living in HDB, HDB public housing, and everybody's very close together. Everybody's using Wi-Fi. So the number of channels available to you, it's not great. So if it's non-mission critical, it's not high-speed stuff, it doesn't matter. But when you're dealing with video, you're streaming video, for example, you want a stable connection. And I've done this before. Maybe now Wi-Fi is a lot better, more stable, but I used to have to stream stuff from my network drive, you know, filled with shows I wanted to watch. And without a wired connection, I just couldn't watch it in a stable way. Now I think things have improved, but there are latency issues, there are lag issues when you're using wireless. So I tend to connect some of my video-related devices, like an Apple TV, for example, I tend to connect it to a wired connection for best performance. That's just me. So yeah, my TV console area will have a network point so that I can connect the Apple TV, for example, to it. Or if I wish, the PlayStation. But I so far haven't experienced any major network issues for that gaming console using Wi-Fi, so I decided it was not necessary. But you know, just having the point there, the network point there, is just for my peace of mind, because it's very difficult to add network points after the fact, right? You have to run trunking. So I decided, since I'm going to start from scratch with this new home, I had better plan forward. And even if it means spending a bit more money right now, it would give me a lot less grief later on. These are things which are in the walls, or at least, you know, in trunking, is run throughout the house. You want to get it right. Electrical is one of the other things that you want to get it right from the beginning. You don't want to have not enough points for your power. It's the same thing for network, right? Yeah, one day there'll be this wonderful day when we need, you know, we have no need for wired connections anymore, but I doubt it. It's always more stable. And I ran one point in each room, so the 3 bedrooms, 4 bedrooms, they all have them. Where my office is, where I'm going to be working out of, the home office, I've put 2 in there. It's quite a number of points. I took away the network point at the kitchen because I decided, okay, I don't need one at the kitchen to save some money. It's expensive. Yeah. But it's something that you put in there, and then it just stays. You don't worry about it anymore, right? It's only expensive when you really want to do it later, because you got to dig stuff up. And nobody is going to come down and do 1 point for you. They're going to charge you a lot of money. So you might as well just one shot, you do all the points you need, right? So these are some of the things I'm grappling with. Another thing recently I started grappling with was the cost of mattresses. That's like another rabbit hole. Beds are expensive. Actually, they are as expensive as you want them to be, right? $200-$300, you can get a mattress. $500, you can get a very decent mattress. And then they start selling you the individually pocketed hotel level mattresses which cost 3,000 to 4,000 to 8,000. I heard there's a mattress that costs $20,000. $20,000. Yeah. I'm as fond of a good night's sleep as anybody, but $20,000 is for a mattress is a little bit excessive, don't you think? It's the budget of a renovation of a small flat, I'm telling you right now. So that's not, I don't think that's in my list of purchases, a $20,000 mattress. But yeah, beds are expensive. Mattresses are expensive. Good ones are expensive. So I'm trying to find strike a balance, trying to find something that is reasonably decent. I mean, my own mattress, I've been sleeping on it for quite a long time, and I think it's time to change it. It's been more than 10 years. And the springs are starting to make noise. It's not great. It wasn't a $5,000 mattress to begin with, lah. Okay? It wasn't. It was a tenth of that. But it served us well, and I think it's time to kind of let it go. When we move to the new place, we'll have to find a new mattress. Probably a new bed as well, because the current one creaks. My old man used to laugh. My late father used to laugh at us for our bed. It's quite funny. Yeah, we had a collapsed bed before. Yeah, prior to the one we are using. It's a long story. But yeah, furniture and mattresses are expensive. Those things add up. Lights are expensive. You know, smart lights even more so if you want to go down that rabbit hole. So yes, I'm trying to keep things on track. But I have finished drawing my lighting and network diagram for my project manager / interior designer to execute. She's a wonderful person. She's very patient with us. We trust her. She's a friend of my wife's. It's awesome. So she's always chasing me for the stuff that I need to do. She's long suffering. Bless her soul. But yeah, this stuff is stressful. I'll be glad when it's done. Yeah. Talk to you guys tomorrow.